Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
This might be the last time you see me alive. The enemy has identified me as the number one target. These are the words that President Zelensky spoke recently on a call to European Union leaders. When the U.S. offered him an evacuation plan, he responded that he needed anti-tank ammunition, not a ride. The fight is here, he said. And moment by moment, he is steadfast in his presence, sending frequent messages to Ukrainians, calling on world leaders, and showing up with courage and power. His actions echo the essential Jewish statement, Hineni, Hineni, here I am. I am not running away. I am ready to face whatever is ahead. Abraham answered God's call with Hineni, here I am. Jacob answers God's call with Hineni, here I am. And when God called out of the burning bush, Moses, Moses, Moses answered, Hineni, here I am. The Ukrainian people are answering Hineni. Civilians are volunteering to take up arms. They are painting over marks placed on buildings by Russian military to target them from the sky. People are looking after their elderly and vulnerable neighbors. They are giving out food, offering shelter and medical care. They are helping one another flee from danger. The Ukrainian people are saying, Hineni. People in neighboring countries are saying, Hineni, as they welcome refugees into their homes, distribute food, and begin the immense work of organizing the many vital services and supports that are needed to help the refugee crisis spurred by this war. We all need to answer Hineni as well. Jewish tradition identifies personages of evil as Amalek. While the Israelites were still in the desert, the nation of Amalek launched an unprovoked surprise attack upon a tired, weary, and unprotected people just liberated from slavery. This despicable act connected Amalek with evil for all the generations since. For example, as we are quickly approaching Purim, Amalek appears again in the Purim story. We read in the Megillah that the evil Haman was a descendant, that's right, boo, was a descendant of the king of the Amalekites. Haman was a direct descendant of Amalek. The Torah commands us to at once remember the deeds of Amalek, but also to blot out the memory of Amalek. So again, we're remembering the deeds of Amalek, but in the same breath, we're blotting out the memory of Amalek. With this seemingly paradoxical direction, this text, our tradition asserts that evil is always just under the surface, ready to grow. And we need to remember it in order to uproot it again and again. In remembering that there is evil, we can be vigilant in seeing it, calling it out, and not allowing it to grow. In other times in Ukrainian history, when the country was not threatened by war, people went about their lives. They enjoyed their families, friends, cultural life, and all that we celebrate in times of peace. But Amalek was on the other side of the door, and he cannot be reasoned with. He isn't interested in diplomacy or conversation. Amalek has access to power and the ability to destroy. Many of us have grown up in a time when we haven't been personally threatened by hate or war. It was always somewhere else, against another group. And this builds an illusion that we can choose to open or close our eyes to the peril of others. We can respond or let it go and simply focus on our own day-to-day lives. We may be far away from Ukraine, but this war has repercussions that threaten us all. We Jews know only too well that hate against any group is hate against all of us. It is only so long before it comes knocking on our door. Our synagogue community is working to respond to this crisis by raising donations, joining together to rally, supporting Ukrainian places of business, and bearing witness to the stories and experiences of the Ukrainian people. And we will continue to do so in the coming days and weeks. There is much work ahead. We cannot rest. We cannot look away. Jewish teachings assert that true courage is moral courage. Moral courage demands that we protect and stand up for those at risk. We practice this kind of courage whenever we leave our comfort zone in order to speak the truth and intervene on behalf of those who are vulnerable. Moral courage is grabbing the hand of the person who is about to fall or who has fallen. May we inspire each other to draw upon our moral courage as individuals, as families, as a community, as a nation, as a world, responding, Hineinu, we are here. Shabbat Shalom.